I set a departure at 45. I had to meet with the girl. Take a couple over, you know, so that we don't have to wait until they do this. Okay.
Is that the facility for the master sign? It's on this, these various pieces.
Oh, sure.
Getting a lot of notice among sophisticates and people like politician, is that my word?
Well, that's what I meant.
Must be another crash effort going on inside his cell, part of which got reported to Nevins and Novak, but which I've had other intelligence.
Deal with the property tax.
Yes, sir.
And but how's he going to deal with it without doing this?
He can't.
I just think he's in a real pickle right now. State legislators and more or less youngish guys from around the country.
These things are ready to go. That's part of our speaking effort with youth. In other words, we're getting young people in, Republicans, to talk to the kids.
Yes, and I would guess average age.
Oh, they're
very fine. Oh, great.
Very
bushy tail. Yeah.
Great group. Excellent group.
How they feel about the country. Well, pretty good.
But the other side, the other point is that the meaning put his own raise through and Wayne Kirkland's to pay the alimony for Kirkland's divorce. Now, that's a hell of a...
Don't think about games. Incidentally, while it's too complicated to for any of you to bother your heads, but we still got a lot of hard parties. But we made a hell of a deal with the partnership.
But we want to start promoting that. Promoting that in terms of death.
I think it'd be well if people around here started smiling a little inscrutably.
Yeah.
And we can't, our problem is we can't gloat about it because if we do, it's sort of going to jeopardize the deal we want to make, which is even more important, and which the French deal had to be made first with the Germans and the Japs. But the deal with the French is that it was very good. You've got to handle that damn time. It's good, and of course, it was very good in the last quarter. Very good deal, and it does mean the future. So, Americans will give to them more than that. The whole realignment of currency is created.
I think it's
the new economic policy that's paid off now on all three levels. I don't see how many all three levels.
Interesting, Mr. President, the machine tool people are telling us this week that they've had a hell of a surge in orders over the weekend just since the fact
maybe that's the best effect of it.
And that is, and that all of this enormous backlog that was waiting to see what happened has just come forward.
Well, we had all the
well, the retail sales for November and for the week ending December 4th were up now 13%, which is the current.
We don't know about Christmas trade. That's considered Christmas.
Yes, it is. And they're going in this week.
But the weather's been good, hasn't it? Relatively good, or is it bad?
It's
been terribly cold. It's killed sales.
No, I think that...
It's not been cold in the Midwest. I know the supply chain is pretty good.
Hasn't been cold here, but they're doing a spot check of the 8 largest chains this week. We'll have that by tomorrow.
What a price to do about anything else. It's a jar. It's a little speech you made about you and I picked up those things. You lost 10 points. I bet this economy's doing better than we think. Unemployment's a problem.
Well, and Solomon, in the New York Times this morning, hits unemployment, and he says this fiction about 4%...
You have to tell me.
Yeah, good. So this fiction about 4% unemployment being a norm was fine in the early 50s to the early 60s, but he says it doesn't apply anymore, and he told the reasons why. And he said 4.9 to 5.5 is a much more realistic, normal level for unemployment for this country today. And
well,
it's a very good case.
This crazy professor at Georgetown, who was always critical of our unemployment statistics, is still critical, but now he says we're overestimating unemployment because into the figures go all of the marginal people who don't really qualify as...
Yes. Yes.
He wrote a beautiful piece for Sunday.
Housewives coming back.
The Washington
Post. We've got a lot of people in the
alley. His conclusion in this article he wrote to the Post was that we've... He was answering a Post editorial which criticized you for not doing enough for job creation. He said, no administration has done more. He said, this has been a spectacular
year.
Yeah.
Absolutely spectacular.
It's made a lot of bad reputation.
We've got to get some material out to our people. This came up over here at this national
unemployment.
What are we going to do? We're not getting enough into their hands.
Well, of course, this group is a new group.
Yeah.
They may not.
Give them the talking points, John.
It's right. We started a new technique, Mr. President.
What is that? We call by phone.
Call by phone and read it. No, we read them. We say, now, do you want a copy? And then they always say yes. I don't know how else to drum it into the cells.
We
have they're picking up the line. Yesterday, the Vice President gave a real nut cutter on Muskie. He said, all this talk about going back to the 60s. You want to go back to 6% unemployment throughout the 60s, except for war and casualty. Really, and good press coverage. You really tore him up. So we're building it. It's getting across a hell of a lot better than it was. Somebody's using it every day. The casualties of the 60s and the poor economic record of the Kennedy administration.
By Nancy Blow on HR1.
interesting thing is that...
But does it have Social Security in it? I wouldn't have work requirements.
Only the work
requirements. Only the work requirements. I'll sign that in a minute.
What he did was lift all of our work requirements out of HR.
Well, he didn't really... He didn't really want to see it. Just look through as an amendment. And what it does, it froze all these age-dependent children recipients into the WIN program, which is this work training thing. So they all have to register, and they all have to take work training, and they all have to take jobs. And it's heavy on state matching. Actually, it costs us less than HR 1 does. The states have to put in money. And it's right. It is just going to solidify the conservatives in the Senate.
Well, you've had the reaction around here of a lot of people suggesting that you quickly veto it, otherwise you will undercut HR 1.
I veto this bill?
Jerry Spence is probably a legitimate right, and Larry Brown is a legitimate right.
down hardy.
It's good. It's good. I frankly think it's he's just got to be approaching you.
Oh,
let's send her out.
He's a great man.
They ought to cut that door in Hall this morning, and so they ought to get me one of the game balls, because the turning point of their season.
Yeah, that's right.
They were down.
They would have, the fans had booed them, and they were really
down. Yeah, they'd been booed and everything. That makes a hell of a difference. It's glad to get it. Nice.
They should give you that game ball.
Especially